I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Attorney General Jeff Sessions recently urged cities, counties, and states to honor federal immigration detainer requests, saying if they don't, they could lose federal money. Specifically, if an immigrant here illegally is arrested, he wants local law enforcement to continue to hold on to that person until federal immigration officials can pick them up. But Connecticut officials say it's not that easy, and it may not be lawful. At a White House press conference, Sessions laid out his take on what's known as a detainer request.
It's just a fundamental principle of law enforcement that if you have a person arrested and another jurisdiction has a charge, then they file a detainer. And when you finish with the prisoner, you turn them over to the next jurisdiction for their adjudication.
Well, sort of.
Detainers have been around forever in law enforcement.
That's Mike Lawler, the governor's undersecretary for criminal justice policy. He says detainers are a generic term for a notice that a person's wanted. But wanted by whom and on what authority? That, Lawler says, is the big question. So, for example, say you get arrested in West Hartford and police there fingerprint you. Because of a big database on people who get arrested, law enforcement agencies across the country will know you're in custody. And if there's a legal reason to detain you, police can hold on to you.
So that would then be attached to your paperwork. And that's what would be referred to as a detainer. Once you're done with whatever you have to do with the new case, then you have other business that you have to resolve, and you will be detained. You won't be free to go.
But Lawler says while immigration detainer requests can include a warrant signed by a judge, they most often don't. Instead, once an ICE agent finds out that someone it's looking for is in the custody of another jurisdiction, that agent just sends a letter or a fax.
And so it's simply a request issued by an employee of ICE, not a judge, it's not a warrant. It's a request to hold somebody beyond the time when they would normally be released.
And that could violate the Fourth Amendment. Federal district courts across the country have ruled that under the Obama administration, detainer requests didn't satisfy the Constitution. In 2013, Connecticut passed the Trust Act, which says that state and local law enforcement agents will only honor ICE requests in certain situations. When the person's convicted of a felony, is on a terrorist watch list, is a known gang member, or when there's a judicial order of deportation. Lawler says it's worth noting that ICE agents do have the option of getting a warrant signed by an immigration judge.
They choose not to do it. Presumably, it's a hassle they don't want to deal with.
ICE declined an interview and didn't respond to a series of detailed questions from WNPR, but it did issue a statement saying that detainers are legally authorized requests upon which law enforcement may rely to hold someone for up to 48 hours. Now that detainer requests have been called into question, ICE says it sends, quote, administrative arrest warrants along with those detainer requests. But Dan Barrett says those warrants are just as flawed as the detainer requests themselves.
Administrative warrants never go in front of a judge. Those are pieces of paper that are issued by ICE and signed by ICE.
Barrett is the legal director at the American Civil Liberties Union in Connecticut.
What ICE will find out, and really what state and local police forces that make the mistake of honoring an ICE detainer are going to find out, is that an ICE administrative warrant does not cut the mustard for Fourth Amendment purposes. So when ICE issues one of these detainers and says, hey, would you hang on to this guy for us? They're really saying, hey, would you run the risk of being sued and losing on our behalf?
Barrett hasn't yet litigated a case on administrative warrants, but he says he'd love to. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.